KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States is preparing for any Iranian retaliation following last week's killing of a top Hamas leader. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Amid rising tensions in the Mideast, President Biden spoke by phone with the King of Jordan, whose foreign minister made a rare visit to Iran over the weekend. This afternoon, the president and vice president will consult with the White House national security team. Other administration members have been reaching out to Western and Middle East allies and partners about defending Israel from an expected Iranian counterstrike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, there's new information that a major mistake by the Biden-Harris administration gave the Taliban $239 million in U.S. aid. We have details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
According to a report from Judicial Watch, at least $239 million in taxpayer money has landed in the hands of terrorists since the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. The State Department appears not to have followed its own counterterrorism partner vetting requirements in Afghanistan before approving the last 29 grants to several local entities. After more than two dozen cases investigated, the report pointed that the agency did not keep proper records. A federal audit also found that the United Nations received $1.6 billion in U.S. money for assistance with Afghanistan, which reportedly a significant percentage of that money went to the Taliban. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Hurricane Debbie made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm, bringing with it the potential for catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge. The storm made landfall near Steinhatchee in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. That pullback on Wall Street has sent stocks pummeling. The Dow dropping 869 points, the NASDAQ losing 444. This is SRN News. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says there's a radical imbalance in the 2024 election cycle between the amount of money raised by pro-abortion activist groups and the amount of money raised by pro-life activist groups.
In this case, we're talking about a massive, massive gain by the pro-abortion groups. And they're raising a lot of money, and they're intending to spend a lot of money. And it's just a reminder to us that both sides in this understand how much is at stake. And it's just really important that we understand that the pro-abortion movement's putting its money where its convictions are in this, increasingly seeing this as an electoral asset. One of the things we have to watch is how many Republicans now see a pro-life position as perhaps a political deficit or something that is weighing them down.
In his podcast, The Briefing, Mohler said it was lopsided in the 2020 election, too, with pro-life groups being outspent nearly 2-1. This is SRN News. Thousands of displaced residents on Maui have faced a year of anxious uncertainty since the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century devastated Lahaina.
Government and nonprofit groups have offered temporary solutions, including providing hotel rooms and leasing apartments. But a housing market squeezed by vacation rentals is undermining attempts to find long-term shelter for survivors. Some estimates say members of at least 1,500 households have already left for other islands or other states. Locals fear more will depart if they can't find stable, affordable, convenient housing.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Army will expand its basic combat training for newly enlisted soldiers. Army leaders hoping the move is a turning point as the service prepares to meet the challenges of future wars. The added training will begin in October and comes as the Army tries to reverse several years of dismal recruiting. More details at SRNNews.com.